Ya Avida. Trashka truth is sugya lasakim psiyasim. Really, the person is walking and is just helping him walk. For Litzkev claimed to stand up straight with Neshiragla Vishuka Vreskois, his feet is shaking. For Lelismichas Kogufa, it's not made to lean on it. It's when you walk a cane, it's just to hold your balance a little bit. But that's not called you're leaning your whole body on it. Here, sometimes he mamash leans on it, this fake shoe that he has. Sometimes he's leaning on it. Or sometimes he leans his whole body on it. That's enough to makamu tumas medrash, according to Rava. Why not? Tony Tanakamad with Yechnan, Nichnasim Bem Lazor. He learned that you could go in with the smicho into the base of Migdish. Omele Anisha, I know, I learned Isha Chaletzes Boitin. Anisha can make Chalitza with it. So, Bezoy Sarai, it's called the shoe. Viyata Mata Nichnasim, and you say you go into the base of Migdish. Tana learn, Ein Nichnasim Bem Lazor. Ein Nichnam, it's also to go into this with the Azorah. Since it's called like a shoe, it's also to go in, a manual, it's also to go into with the base of Migdish. You call it a shoe. That's why you can make chalitza. So if you can make chalitza, it's called a shoe. You're now going with the shoe into the azor. So that's the shalu. You put the skin on the bottom of his thigh. Is it called a shoe or not? It's going on the Gemara about kisei osmucha shloi tamei medrus. Right, the kisei, that's what he sits on, and the smuchim shlo, that's where he does have his feet, just that it's like paralyzed. So on the bottom of the feet, you put the skin. So there, that's mamish covering up your legs, that's like a shoe. Therefore, since it's like a shoe, the din is ein nechnasim lel mazur. And now that I'm going to the Arabaya, to the base of Migdash, wearing your shoes. But, look to me in Torah. To wear these type of a mask, it's Torah, and you can't go out with it on Shabbos. So the more my look to mean, what is this? Omer Ravua Chamro Diachva. Chamro means like a chamor, diachva you put on your shoulders. So Drashi Chamro Diachva, chamor, a type of a donkey, hanisa viksof, that you carry on your shoulders. Haleitzonim, people that make jokes. Oysim oysim, like you have a long stick, and on top of the stick you have the face of a horse or the face of a donkey. Like, looks like you're riding a donkey. It's a joke. V'nirin kimishrechel, it looks as if you're riding the donkey. So the people use this for jokes. Therefore, it's not called the malbush. It's not called the tachshit. It's also the glavot on Shabbos.
So it's not tied on to him.
Yeah. Rava bar bar rapapa makshiri. It's talking about kshiri with Rashi. Shemahalchem ben b'mokem tit, like stilts. Something you put your tie onto your feet to walk in tit, to walk into dirt. The kashna need the mitaturim to masmaga the pshuta kleitzenu av min a medrus lo mitaturim. If it means stilts, so stilts are something you're walking on top of. So the zoi, why is the Torah from medrus? If the person's a zav, he should have tumas medrus. As bishleimo tumas meis does not put the pshuta kleitz. It's a plain piece of wood. It has no base kibbum. So that's Rashi by his kashna. Sadr, it means stilts. It should be mekabel tumas medrus. Rama bar avunu ama parmi. What is farmi is a trashi? Talmuso hanikshoras ala parts, type of a mask you put around your face. Lahave sabon ktan, and people wear it to scare their friends. So a mask is us to walk out with on Shabbos. It's not called a tachsh, it's not called a malvish. You can't walk out with a mask on Shabbos.
Not minul halacha, pay a we pass.
No, only we ask all of them, all three of us. So the Mishnah, Habonim, young children, Yoitzim b'ksherm, could go out with something tied around the neck, sherm knots. Or b'nei malachim b'zugim, and the rich people, b'nei malachim, go out with bills. V'chol adam, anybody really could walk out with bills. El shedibra chom b'hoiva, that usually the rich people, they walk out with bills. So we're talking about the bell that ingbul, the inside, the clapper is stuffed up, so it can't make noise on Shabbos, not yet to make noise. You want to wear it as jewelry, that you could wear it. Nizmuta. So the Marmaik Sherm, what does it mean that the children go out with Sherm? Omar Ada Mori, Omar Rav Nachmin Baboruch, Omar Rav Ashi Baravin, Omar Rav Yehuda, Kishure Poya. It means something they tie around the neck, they tie around Poya, which is a type of a vegetable. Rashi, Ada Mori Kach Shemoik, Shori Poya, Ganso, Koshrim Bik Sherm, they tie around with a lot of knots. V'tolim b'tzav, and let this vegetable hang around the neck, the refuah, for a type of refuah. V'lo yadatu yezachar, the Rashi doesn't know exactly what it heals up, but some type, for some sickness, shav, you wear this vegetable tied around your neck with a lot of knots, it's mutz to work out for the Shabbos. Omer Abaye. Abaye said, Omer Luyayim, that his mother told him, Abaye said that his mother told him, Tlosa Mukmi. If you have only three knots, it like holds the sickness not to get worse. Chamisha Masi. If you have five knots with tied around your neck, it heals you up. Shiva, if you have seven knots, Hafil look Kshafamali. It's so good, it'll even protect you from the Kishuf Macher. For the magicians, it won't do anything to you. Trashi Mukmi means Mamida Machilish La Yigdol. It'll make the sickness won't get worse. Heik Sharim Masri Misrapoim heals you up. Omar Rav Acho Bar Yaakov. Vudu Lechozi Leishim Shishno. It's only these nuts or this vegetable didn't see the sun. Usir didn't see the moon either. I said he never took it outside. Vuloichozi Mitrid never saw rain. Never heard a hammer banging, noise of a metal. The curl tanagirls never heard the noise of a tanagirl. The curl nigri never heard the noise of people walking. So the kura kamat is not impossible. And certain this like sharim, you only wear in your house, never came outside at all. Trashi nigri psius never heard footsteps. Is Omar Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchak? That's the pshat. It only heals. If you have something and never seen anything, no for pussy babira. You're like throwing it away in the bar. It's not usable anymore. Who could ask such a thing like that? Trashi nova pussy babira. No for refuah sapoye babar. You're throwing the refuah of wearing this vegetable around your neck into the bar. Sheinodim nizav b'cholelu. It's not chance to ask such a thing. That never saw the sun, never saw the moon, never heard any noise, never took it outside. It's kamat not chayach. So tomorrow now, stam. Mayi rabbonim. Why, how come the Mishnah says that only boys can walk out with it? Alfilu bonus mami. Even girls should also be able to walk out. And also, mayi, k'tanim, why only k'tanim, small children? Alfilu deil mami should also walk out with this. If it's a type of refuah that you're wearing, even the deilim should be mutter. Trashi, mayi, ribonim, review the porich. E kishur in the masnisin. The refuah's chiluninu, you're tying this around to heal you up. My ribonim, why does it say Dr. Bonim? I feel girls also, and I feel good elam also. So the more Ella, my ksharim, what does ksharim mean? Kiho di Omar Avin Barhuna, Omar Rav Choma Barguria. Then sheyesh gaguyim aloviv. A child that has, he like loves his father, and it hurts him to leave his father. Gaguyim means you're like attached to your father very much. And you have pains. Rashi megageyo love. Then yokli pordemenu. The son can't go away from his father. V'rufua zu loyshayach ben kedus. Such refuah is not shayach by girls. Shein av mechavavin kolkach. Son, a father doesn't love his daughters so much to say that the daughter should get sick if a father goes away. Mitchilosan shiu megagoyim olov. Only by a ben. For your son, that's a masamal. The father loves his son so much, so attached to his son, that his father goes away, the son pushes to get sick, like homesick from his father. If the kid gets the sickness, gaguim, I love him, what's the eight? So what's the refuah? Noita ritsua miman shoyimin, take out your right shoelace, vokoshale vismole, and tie it on to the left, and to say left, what left of the shoe, the left hand of your son. That'll be refuah for him. That's what the Mishnah means. Habonim Yetzim Miksharim is they could go out with this shoelace, the right shoelace of the father, tied onto their left leg. It doesn't say claw, what it is, left, I don't know what that. I know it means left leg or left hand, but tied onto the left part of the body. Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Bisimnech, what's simen for this tefillin? That tefillin we tie on the left. Trashi tefillin, sheyad yiminoi, the right hand, koshrosh bismeloi. They're similar gears, similar to us also. Take off your right shoelace and tie it on to the left side of your son. The chilufa sakanta. If you do the opposite round, you'll take off your left shoelace and put it onto the right side of your son, tell Blaiba Sakona. Trashi sakanta, shemagrei yoisimidai. It'll make you have worse, it'll make you feel worse. Omar Avin Barhuna. Omar Rav Choma Bar Gurya. Sichufei kisa ya tiburia b'shabata. You're allowed to put, sichufei kisa means a hot kois, a hot jar, means you had hot water, and you spilled out the hot water, and the pot of the jar is still hot. You're allowed to put this hot jar, hot pot, at Tibur Shabbat on your stomach on Shabbos. Shabbatam is mutter. Even though it's type of refuah, Amoli, you can have stomach pains, and the Eitzu is put a hot water bottle there. So you're allowed to put a hot water bottle on your stomach on Shabbos. Shash is chufe kisa, kois sheyes by hevel, a glass or jar that has heat to it. The going shiru mimenu mayim cham, you pour out the hot water from it. The chafei wala tibur, you're allowed to put it now on your stomach. Lemisha chosh b'mei, if you have stomach pains. V'yoychiz ha'kais es ha'bosar, u'moyshech olav es ha'mayin, like rub it against your stomach, u'moyshivim b'mkaimam, it puts the muscles, the stomach muscles back into place, so that's mutter duran Shabbos, not an issue of refuah, it's not because, the yisayid of refuah on Shabbos is, it's also to take medicine and do refuah, something that's a shayich refuah duch medicine. Taking medicine, the Xerus Chika Samamonim, maybe you'll take some grass and have to grind it up on Shabbos to make the medicine out of it, that's an Issa D'oraisa. So they ask that any type of pills, any type of achila, any type of medicine that you're taking, that's shayich to do it with Chika Samamonim. But here it's not cool you're taking medicine. You're just doing something to your body which is not shayich by medicine. Then you don't have the Xerus Chika Samamonim. So that's mutter to do. V'yomar Ovin Barhuna, Omar Rav Choma Bagruya. Muter losach shemen u'melach b'Shabbos. You're allowed to rub yourself with oil and salt on Shabbos. Kiho de rafuna mi bei rav, v'rav mi bei rav chia, v'rav chia mi bei rebi. Ki havi mifsumei, when they're a little shikra, they drank too much, I'll have warned them, shash mifsumei min shikurim, shoy mashkin et ha tamidim. They used to drink, they used to make the tamidim drink a lot. V'elum apnei shechashubim hein, hoy oysil nehem dov v'lohofik ischenim. That this is something that to take away their wine. It shouldn't affect them. If you have a mismo and had a lot of wine in them, Maisim Mishchad used to take oil, or milk and salt, Vishayfulhu, Ligviyosa, Diyodayu. They would rub it inside the inner part of the hands, Ligviyosa, the Kurayu, on the inside of their feet. Viyamma, they would say like this. Tiyechid, it's only high Mishchad, the same way this mishka, this oil, is like white, cleaning it up, the hands and the feet. Litzle charma de palni, bar palnisa, should also clean up the wine out of this person. Well, some type of refuah, some type of like a deber, by saying and doing this maisa, that help take out the wine from you, the effect of the wine. Trashle gviyosa de yadayu, teichi yadayu, the inside of your palm, the palm of your hand. The ainu kap, the palm. The tzayil, shahurlech benasa tzolo, makes it clean, the palm. Kol shor michoim habosa, from the heat of the bosa. It's the same thing. You say now that they should take away the effect of the wine from you. So the more v'iloi maisi, v'iloi, and if you don't have this do, you don't have oil, you don't have salt, is maisi bring shia de dana. Trash shia de dana means migufa sachovis, from a wine barrel. Like take off the sides of the wine, like take off the smooth part of the wine barrel. Shia de dana. The shor would lay the mayan, soak it into water. The yomer and say, ki heicha the litzli hai ishiya, the same with this is coming clean, white, litzel charme de palniya bar palnisa. They should also take away the wine effect from this person, from you. But as you do a maisa with a dibur, this dibur helps take away the wine effect. Drash the tzola hai ishiya, machna samayim. Because of the water, this like, whatever it is, the part of the wine barrel, is becoming clean now, so same thing, you should also become clean.
Yeah. Why is Rashi Medayik before on the right. Sof? He says, because you have the Paragma, after that.
Mishnu Mor says that.
No, but
Yom Rab, the Mor says that.
Isn't it very just those things?
Mor says, the Yoda, the Gvasa, the Karaya. Mor says, what he did here. Mor brings a Rai, what they did Shemin on. He did it on his hand and his foot. It was the Maisi. Yeah. That's the place where you do it. Right? Tell me you're doing some type of refuah. That's the chidishi. You want to do it for purpose. You still want to do it for hanoah vadavit smut. You still make a shmir things on you. Chidishi, you're doing it for hanoah, for a type of refuah. Okay, you want to take away the wine effect. That's a chidishi, and that's also mutter. For Yomar Avin Barhuna, Omar Rav Choma Bagruya, mutter lechanek b'Shabbos. You could push it, loshim means lechanek means you could choke yourself on Shabbos. What does that mean? Lichonet Rashi, Mishenis, Misha Nifrika Chulia, means one of your vertebrae, your bones came out of place. Your back bones came out of place. Shamafrekis, Savoroid, from your neck. when it fell as the groin, it fell into you, into your throat. His turtle noise simbration, like hang him in his head. She tavora nisha. His straighten out his neck. The daimalachanik as if you're choking him. Doesn't mean, you know, we mean to say is if a bone falls out of place, the Shabbos, you could put it back into place. Like if you have to like choke him to put the neck bone back in place, it's mutter. B'yom Arovin, Baruni Ram Rav Chama Baguria, Lefufe Yenuke B'Shabate Sharpedomi. If your kid was born on Shabbos and you want to strain out his bones on Shabbos, it's also mutter. Shash Lefuke, Lekorchid of Godin, to wrap him around with clothing, Lekoshre B'Chagura, tie him up with a gartel, Rechava, Omesiashvim Proke Yavor, that puts his Avorim into place. Shane Rakin is very soft. The Nishmotim Bechavileda, a mother get out of place when they're born. From the Chavileda, the bones come out of place. The Kurri Amutnum Balaz. So it's Mutta do this on Shabbos. It's exactly Aloha, it's very complicated when you are, when you're not. In certain case, yes, certain case, no. Rapopa Masni Bonim. He had the Girsa Bon, Rashi Masni Bonim. Shtei Shemuas, Dari Biktanim. Hayushaini Bishem Rav Abba, Barafuni Mishmeid Rav Chom Bagruya. The two halachas of Bonim, he was said in this name, Rav Chama Bar Guria. Rav Zvid Masni Ben. Rashi Ben means Chodesh Maitz, Yari Bekot Maitz B'Shmei. He only said over one halach in his name. Rav Papa Masni Bonim. Rav Papa learned no two halachas. The Tavayu Masni Lo, and both learned the name of Avin Bar Huna, the name of Avin Bar Huna. Rashi Tavayu, Gagugim Volaflufus. It's left two halachas. So if you have Gagurim, what's the Eitzon? And if you want to straighten out the bones, he said it over the name of Rav Huna of Avin Bar Huna. Rav Zvid Masni Ben, he learned the halach of a son, Kemaisa, the first one, Masni Ba'avin Bar Huna. The first halach he said over the name of Avin Bar Huna. Vahai, in the second one, Masni Lo Barabba Bar Bachona. He said over the name of Rabba Bar Bachona. The Yom Rabba Bar, what's the Raya? We really say this din. The Yom Rabba Bar Bachona. Lefufa Yenukia, B'Shabbat Shapadami. He was the one that said over this member. You can strain out the bones of a child on Shabbos. Omer Abaye, Omer Liyeng. Abaye said his mother told him. Kol Minyono, and or Kamyot Rashi, Kol Lechishas. Like any sickness that you would say a Dibra to make it, heal it up with a Dibra, or Mithnesha Kaiflinais, you have to say it a few times. Yesh Gimupom, certain things you have to say the Pesukim three times. Yesh Yosha Karole Minyon, it says it out the names. Certain things you have to say over a few times. Is Rabbi Amr Liyein, Kol Minyono Bishma Dima. Always say it over, use the name of his mother. V'chol Kitri Bismud, anytime you have to make a knot, do it with the left hand. Trashi Bishmud Amma, Pliny Ben Plinus. That's how many you do, make a Misha Berach, somebody that's sick, he used the mother's name. That's from this Gemara here. And that you use the mother's name by making a refuah. Yeah. And when you tie something, tie to the left. Riyama Abaya Omri Liyeng. Abaya said his mother told him, Kol Minyona de Mefarshi Kinofarshi. Any type of like this medicine, if it says how many times to say it over, do it. The Lay Mefarshi, if it doesn't say how many times, it's not Aboyim V'chadzim. It's supposed to say it's 41 times. That's Lachisha that makes you better. Tara Rabbonin, Yoitzin B'Evet Tekuma. This is a special stone that an Isha wore to protect herself not to be mapal, not to have a miscarriage. Shrashi Evant Kuma, Evant Shinoisis Oisin Noshim Oivris. Pregnant ladies used to wear a special stone, Shloyapilu, the current like Kutsubalad, a special type of a charm. So it's mut to walk out with it on Shabbos. It's called a Tachshit. Yoitzin B'Evant Kuma B'Shabbos. Mishimameyo Amru Afa Mishkal Evant Kuma. If you have the Evan, and your Mishka means you weigh it out, can I get another stone, can I get this, that's also a refuah, and it's also muta. Trash for Mishka, Shum Dava Shishaklo Kenegdoi. This Evan Tkuma is a special stone. If you put it on the scale and weigh out something on the other side, the exact same weight, that's also muta. After Mishka Evan Tkuma, V'loi Shepila, we're not afraid that Anisha is pregnant, and she knows that she once had a miscarriage, she's afraid again. Ela Shematapo, Sam, even for the first time, she's afraid maybe Chas Hashem this time she'll have a miscarriage. V'loi Shepila, but not even Anisha is pregnant. Ela Shematisaber, maybe she'll become pregnant with Tapo. As Anisha wants to wear this to protect herself, from Mamapo is smutter. Omer of Yehme Bar Shalmi Mishmed Abaya, Vudi Chavim Viskal. The Mishko is only with the exact weight, Kenega 7th Kuma. Boy Abaya, Mishko the Mishko, my take all. You weigh, let's say, chain or keys, Kenega the Evan. And then you weigh something else, Kenega the keys. Is the second way it's also good or not? That's the more by teiku. If you have a sickness of one day, lishka, what's the refua? Zuzich yura, take a white zuz, a white coin. Go to a place where they make salt. Veliska mitakle milcha, take a weight of salt. Velitzaira bechalila, and put into a chalila, into a small hollow thing. Devait tzaver, something you put around your neck. Venira brakta. That's one eitzah. Trashi bas yomi shechzaseh b'choyin. A sickness you have every day. Zuzach yurtei tzorah v'chodesh. A new coin. The melchocha mokam sreifah samayim shayisin negorim asfas hayam. Lam shechmayim lebrechaz v'chodesh. And that's where they make assault. B'chololo devait tzavara tachas groinoi. Kenegim iftachei chalukei loshim minum. Nira broka litzo shosah. Right, we loy. We came to this site. So later, after prashas, we walk and go sit on the highway. The richas is shum shemigamlo. Drash yishum gamlo. In the mall of Gedolei, you see a big ant, or the dori midi that's carrying something. Lishkalei, take whatever the ant is carrying. Lishtayel begufta the nechosh and put it into a metal or a cabinet. For the steinloy and cover it up. The avara with aver with aver is a lead. And put 60 seals on it, of metal. Volidroy and Yusienu carry it. Volidroy Velay Malay and say like this. Tun Cholai, whatever you're carrying should be upon me. O Tuni Allah, whatever I have should be upon you. No, it's like I'm changing the sicknesses. My sickness should go upon you. Omalei Ravada Bray the Ravuna Ravashi. Maybe another person found this ant, the Yasik Bey, and threw off his sickness onto the ant. So if you're going to take this ant now and say, what's upon you, should go upon me, maybe taking somebody else's sickness on you. Elalei Malay, Tunoi V'Tunachaloch, when I have my peckle and your peckle, should both be upon you and my sickness should go upon you. V'Loi, if you can't find an ant, is Lishkel Kuza Chadator. Take a Kuza, new Kuza. What's a Kuza? Trashy kli cheres cotton chodesh, a new earthly keli. V'leizel nahara, go to the river, like a pitcher. V'lei melei nahara nahara, river. Usvin kuzu demaya, fill up. Trashy alveni, lend me a pitcher full of water. Liorcho for my way. The ikli li, I'll take to me. V'lehede shev zimni, I'll raise. V'lehede shev zimni, I'll raise. And I'll turn it, I'll put it, I'll turn it around on top of my head 7 times. V'lishtayin li achuri, I'll throw it to my back. Malay, now tell the river like this, Nahoro Nahoro, Shekol Maya, take the water, the harvester that you gave to me, the Urcho for the way, the Ikle Li Biyoma that I took for the day, also Biyoma also. The day passed by that I don't need it anymore, so take the water back. You're holding off a Samech, a Zayin. Just let's Gemara, Omer Afuna.